When Jennifer Keller's family decided to downsize, it was clear they needed a place to put some extra things.
We have two children, so we had our winter gear and Christmas ornaments and decorations and our Christmas tree and all of our Halloween costumes and decorations.
She and her husband had also started a business selling wine-themed condiments.
And we had had a small shipment of empty jars.
She assumes those jars are still in good condition, but doesn't know for sure. During last August's quake, the building that held her unit at Napa Self Storage was damaged, red-tagged by the city, and is now strictly off-limits.
We still don't have access to our belongings yet.
It's been a frustrating saga for Keller and the other tenants at Napa Self Storage, who have complained that the storage business has been vague and uncommunicative. Elizabeth McKinney is an artist living in Napa, who's kept some of her earliest paintings in her storage unit.
We weren't notified that there had been earthquake damage for weeks and weeks. And in fact, I found out about it through another tenant. It was just kind of amazing that they didn't let people know right away.
We reached out to Napa Self Storage, but they declined to be recorded for an interview. According to Keller, once the storage company informed them of the damage, they did not hold out any hope of returning tenants' items.
Their first notice said that there was nothing they could do and the building was going to be torn down. And that created a large outcry from the tenants. I believe at that point the city decided that they were going to help use their leverage of holding the demolition permit to make Napa Self Storage do everything they could to appease the tenants.
The estimate of temporarily shoring up the building so specialized crews can enter and remove the belongings is estimated at about $167,000, to be raised primarily by the roughly 200 or so tenants. McKinney says the price tag came as a shock.
You know, my husband had actually anticipated that there would be some kind of buy-in to the effort, but never the amount that they were requesting.
To raise funds, one tenant sold T-shirts. Someone held an auction in their backyard. Keller even started a crowdfunding campaign. The Napa Valley Community Relief Fund chipped in $25,000, and the storage company itself also gave several thousand dollars. But as for the bulk of the funding,
a lot of it just came out of people's pockets.
As of mid-August, the majority of the money needed was in place. So, all going well, the tenants' belongings will be recovered. McKinney says in the future she wouldn't keep anything of great personal value in a storage facility again. And she'd like to see the state take a closer look at storage facilities' building codes.
There are hundreds of these corrugated metal storage buildings all over the state, and this will happen again somewhere else.
The experience has also made her reflective about what's really valuable and what isn't.
The earthquake itself was a great opportunity to look at what we have in the way of personal possessions and to think hard about what's necessary to keep and what isn't.
No start date has yet been named for the removal work. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.